Okay, we're in the middle of the Ramban. Amos, that was happening. Why does the Rif not bring down the Dinah Mishlokish? That, the Shochat, the Kana, he made a hole in the Reya, that since after the Shechitas HaKana, it's come out of the mouth of the Kula, the Meila is no, you can't make Kilo, it's dead, so Meila is not Shayach, to trafe up the Reya. So why does the Rif bring this down? So the Rabban has a few Malachim. One Malach, he wants to say that Rav Zeira holds by virtue of the Ebaya of Rav Zeira, the old Ish, that Rav Zeira learns that Rish Lakish holds that Ein Trev Chatzichias, and Rav Zeira disagrees and he holds there is. Merila, in other words, there's a Vikuach over here, Yesh Trev Chatzichias. Merila, since Rav Zeira holds Yesh Trev Chatzichias, and this Rish Lakish held that Yishef the Kana, there's no problem with the Reyes because ain't Trev Chatzichias. So we have Rav Zeira that argues. Rav Zeira understands Rish Lakish. Samela, the Rif, therefore does not pass in Chumra. The Rif doesn't pass in like Rish Lakish. There ain't Trev Chatzichias. That's the first mahalach of the Ramban, why the Rif doesn't pass in Rish Lakish. Now, just the Chagav in the discussion of Yesh Nevel Chatzichias, Yesh Trev Chatzichias, what will be the Tzad Nat? So Shlomi asked me that yesterday. I told him that the Tzad is al derech the Rambam. The Rambam said that Trefa, what's the sort of Trefa is that it's dying. Nevel is that it's there, Trefa is that dying. He has a number of times. So I was thinking that it could be Ein Trev Chatzichias, Tzad is, if the behem is already dying, hear Moshe. If the behem is already dying, it's not shayach that shpich achlois make it a treifa that is dying. It's already dying. In other words, a healthy behemah that you poke a hole in its lungs, so now the behemah is dying. So that's a problem. The behemah is already dying. And it's chaliser. The din of Ein is chalisa. Don't start asking me Moisev and Kail and Bid Mevasachas. Yeah, the idea, yeah, that if it's already dying, then maybe that's a child. Do we say that shayach to mechal a chalais treifa, which is to make it that it should be dying when it's already dying? Okay, maybe that might be the idea in the svar of the Man D'Amar Ein Treifa Chatzichias. Well, that's the first mahalach of the Ramban. Second halach, and that's an example for the Ravid, the Rosh, other Rishonim, they learn that Rish Lakish himself, it's not clear what he holds. Haray, the Gemara, Rish Lakish first wanted to learn to answer his theory between the Mishnayis. And so what was Rish Lakish's answer? Depends if you cut it. That psukas ageres, yeah? Depends where you cut it. If you cut it below, you cut it through. Yeah? If you cut it below, it's just a treif. If you cut it through, it's a nevela. And that the Gemara Akasha, how can you say that if you cut it below, yes? Then it's only a treifa, and some tarab de nevela. Irish Lakish says, if you shef the kona, gavi, and then you make a hole in the treif, command the manach. So man kamach b'dikula, imkain, once you have the pukas hayageres, it's command the manach b'dikula. It's command the manach b'dikula, then you don't have a sim at the shef, like Rashi explains. So we had a steer in Rish Lakish. So the Ipokar comes along with Yerich, and then gives a different shot. Says the Rosh, says the Raga, says many other Rishonim. Okay, so there's a steer. Means one of them, you gotta knock out one of them. Yeah? Means Rish Lakish was Chayzer. Yeah? Okay, which one came first? Is it the pshat in our Mishnah that came first, and then he decided that kemalcha b'dikula, the shachas zakana, the nikah v'saveshet, it's kosher because command the malcha b'dikula. Well, did that come second? Emela, that's what remains, and that's why it's steered to what we said in our Mishnah. Or no, maybe fakir. Maybe first he said shachas as a kana, the nikiv as a reya, that it's kosher command the malcha. Then he comes to our Mishnah and he changes mind. He says no, it's not command the malcha, and therefore our Mishnah we can answer steered Mishnayis. And the difference is. Where you cut it. The difference is where you cut it. So Mela, since it's a Safek Gufa, what does Rish Lakish really hold? Yeah, well, the real Rish Lakish stand up. What does Rish Lakish really hold? Yeah. What does Rish Lakish really hold? Yeah. What does Rish Lakish really hold? So Mela, therefore the Rif can paskin like Rish Lakish Lakula, right? The Rif can't pass like Rish Lakish Lakula. And therefore, the Rif doesn't bring down Rish Lakish, because if you shechted the Kana, then you made a hole in the Reya, it's not so Pashit. The Chumra, you have to say, maybe Rish Lakish was Chayzer, and it says it doesn't help. That's the second Mahalach in the Rishayna. Now, just before we go to the next point of the Ramban, in the Teres Abayi, and Teres Abayi is the Rajba, yeah. It's a funny thing, right? It's over there. When he talks about our Gemara, he brings the dinner of Rish Lakish, yeah. That's the dinner of Rish Lakish. Man, the man could be cooler. Does that have anything to do with Yesh and Ashkidim Kilvat Seif or not? Huh? So Rajba says that it does. Rajba says the whole din of Rish Lakish that we say, Man, the man could be cooler, is only behold Yesh and Ashkidim Kilvat Seif. The Hainu, what's Rajba saying? What's his son, Rajba? That in order to say, that's Kilo Zed, at least that simen and the Reya, which is attached to it, it has to come from a Shechita, the Chayav. In other words, I would connect this to the other Rajba that we saw, and that the Rajba says that the idea that Shechita is Kilo it's dead. Right, the idea of shchit is we'll talk about it more. You know, the sugya lama gimel. The side of shchit is that al pialach it's dead. You shechted it, then it's dead. Okay, I'll be again to the gemara by the bnei noach. We'll see soon with the shem. Hopefully today. Yeah, so meila, I understand in the Rajba. In order to even say the din of shlokish, yagavi. The command of Malcha B'Dikula, a shechting one simen, right, makes it a comment that simen is dead. We'll see about that. And even the Reya that's connected to that simen is dead. It has to come, B'Tar Shechita, because that Shechita is killing it. So even though you only shechted one simen, it'll got to be that simen, the Shechita could be piled to kill it. Yeah, that the Chayra has in the Raj, that's why he has to keep carrying, he has a Kasha. Irish Lakish holds that Enshel Basai. So how could that work? So it's okay, he says, okay, that's going good. All my kids. But the point is, bottom line, the Raj was tired and Yeshua Shlokin Fatsai. Bukhari is a Pel Otsum. It's a Pel Otsum, huh? Oh, Tazay. Yeah? Huh? You heard? Oh, you heard? No one heard. Chayr the Pel Otzum. No. Chayr is against the Gemara. The Gemara that we're against the Rish Lakish. What's the Rish Lakish? The first Rish Lakish wants to say. How else? What does Rish Lakish want to say? Sorry. What does Rish Lakish say about us? Sukkos Gagaris. steer the Mishnah, whether it's Nevel or Treifa. When is it Nevel, when is it Treifa? What?
Then
Skira,
French,
it's
talking about one case about a
mancha. No, when are you cutting it? Are you cutting it through the hole or cutting it below? Yeah, if you're cutting it below, and then the Gemara say, wait, the Shlokish holds, Kaman Mach B'Kula. What's, and therefore what, says Rashi? Therefore what, says Rashi? How can you tell me that if you cut below, yeah, they cut below, it's Matarim Dein Avela. And that's the Mishnah in Eilat Reifis. What is the Mishnah talking about? What happened before you cutting it below? What happened? Psukim, what is Psukim Geras?
Row.
You mean Zebio? What does Psukim Geras mean?
Row.
What? Row. What does it mean? What happened? You shechted it?
I got broken cut.
You got broken cut. By Shechita? And still the Gemara saying it's Kaman Mancha Bekula. It's got the Raj, but we, yeah, we seem like a klutz. Huh? I mean, yeah, yeah, you should be screaming, you should jump to the ceiling. Huh? What's going on over here? The Gemara is not talking about a case of Shechita. The Gemara is Medama, Shlomo, no? The Gemara is not Medama, the din of Shlokish, by Shachad as a Kanda, the Nikev as a Araya, yeah? That's not trait because Gemara Mach Bekula, the Gemara is using that. That's a kasha on Rish Lakish. Then how can you tell me that Psukah has Gagaris, which Moshe so eloquently explained to us, means that it got cut? That's what Psukah Gagaris means. And then, yet Rish Lakish says, if you cut below it, it's good. Like tomorrow, like Rashi said, you only have one simon. So it's how can you tire the veil? There's no shit there. Yeah? But we're talking about Psukah has Gagaris. And even by Psukah's Gagaris. Oh, ding dong. Watch. Ding by Psukah's Gagaris. In my Psukos Gagaris, the Gemara says, "Man Mancha B'Kula," Rabbi Abraham, huh? No, it's not Mashiach. Crazy, it's Tariti B'Zaharbe. I'm still being mistired. No, I didn't even say anyone that asked the kasha. See, now I feel like we failed. We've happened. At least we found someone that asked the kasha. I didn't see anyone that asked the kasha. The Pelotim, it's against Ferish, it's a Ferish Gemara, not like that. Push it. I don't do it myself. Yeah?
Why can't we say that it's one simon is Yeshua Shechid and Chil Atzof is each simon by itself?
And then for what? The Gemara is saying that the Rajba says the din, man the mancha, is not by a Shechita. Not only that, it has to be the man of Yeshua Shechid and Chil Atzof. The din of command the mancha, as I explained before, needs a Shechita. Because only then we're saying, is it considered that it's dead? Yeah? Only then is it considered that it's dead. But here we have Psukah Geras. Gemara says, on Psukah Geras, it's Kaman D'Mancha. I don't know. So, back to the... Oh, before we go back to the Rambam here, she's just, this Nakud that we said, yes, in the Rajma, we go back again today, Mr. Shem, also, that this I think it's very important to be today now, soon, that this idea of the Rajba, that Shechita makes it as if it's dead, yeah? Oh, so Chari, the Rajba is Shittasai. That makes the Rajba and Samach Tess. The Rajba and Samach Tess, the Gemara over there discusses a Ben Pakua. A Ben Pakua, where one of its legs or arms stuck out, that's Basa B'Sadu Treifa, the first mission of Ben Makasha. Also, told the treifa leisechelu, kimish yatzah chutz mechitzasai, left its mechitza, basad the kilo went out, even the leg, hand stuck out of the womb. Then it doesn't have the benefit of ben pakua that the shechita of the mother will be matir that leg. So then the Gemara discusses. Lagabi, what's it then if it's in a keva? What's it then, Lagabi, the milk? Okay, then Bakua grows up, gives milk. Question is there a problem with the fact that one leg is treifa? Okay? So the question is, in the milk, you know, is, comes from everywhere. So Mela, like a treifa gives milk, you can't drink the milk, right? So the question is, he had one leg of the treifa. That's the Gemara.
Why is it like a treifa?
What?
Why is it like a treifa?
Because the pasuk says, "Basa v'sad the treifa leisachelo kimesh yotza chutz mitzitzasai." There's one example of what's called treifa. This is also called treifa. In fact, it's basa v'sad. Means in the sad, the kilo went out of its place. That's the Gemara's drasha, the first Gemara in Behem Makasha. You learn Behem Makasha.
That part here.
What? That part here.
The first like four blocks.
Okay, so this is the first Amit. The first Gemara right after the Mishnah. Yeah, yeah. You remember that? Okay. Now. Oh, Zav the Rajva. What's kids? We're not going into the whole Rajva, but Nunyanenu, what's Negeya? Rajva says, what's the Marashayla? What's the Tzad that should be open? He says, in other words, if I a tray full that gives milk, the milk is tray. Right? So, what's the Tzad that it should be okay? Says the Rajva, welcome by me. Ebeze, Ema Yisra Machmas Atzma Ketrefa Kah. It's not a real tray. It's not a real treifa. It's not a treifa. It's not a hole in its lung. Ela machmas she'ein lo yisimanim la'piroi behem adei shechita. What's the problem? There's no din treifa on it. Rather, since it left the mother's womb, so meila, the shechita of the mother can't be matirit. Okay? And since the rest of the animal does have the benefit of a shechita, the rest of the animal is shechted, so meila, This poor leg doesn't have any simanim that will be matirid with shechita. It's missing the chaylus. There's no simanim that could be matirid. It's missing the chaylus for a shechita. Yeah. Oh, varei kol aguf kibasar ukemunach bedikula. Yeah. Use those words. Yeah. The whole body. Yeah. The rest. Everything else besides the leg. Is basar kemunach bedikula? Why? Because it was shechted, right? The evishiyos. So what about the nishar chai? Yeah. The rest, the whole body, since it was shechted, since it had the hetter shlita, wasn't shechted. The ben pekul was running around. Yeah, it's running around. But it's shechted. It's shechted, so it's dead. It's basar hamunach b'dikula. It's basar in a basket because it's shechted, right? What part of the animal is alive? Only the leg. The leg is alive. The leg is alive without shechita. So says the Rajba, the tzad of the Gemara that should be okay is okay. Live animals give milk all the time, and it's okay. Right, all milk they're getting is from live animals. Yeah, so there's no problem with getting milk from live animals. What's the problem with this leg that it's alive and it can't have a shechita? Right, you're never going to be able to eat because it can't have a shechita. Say this: it's alive without a shechita. Yeah, well, 1 second. So therefore, says the Rajba. So, but the rest of the animal is dead. Mela. The rest of the animal is dead. This is the only one that's alive. Man, what's the problem? Problem that it's alive. Okay, why should I be problem with the cholo? Or no. What? The Raj be mechadish to me. Okay? When the Gemara says, the boss of the treifa, leisachelu doesn't mean that Mamish has din of a treifa. Whereas, if you look at the Rambam, and the Rambam's mashma, that's Mamish a din treifa. Right? You show me that Rambam? Anyway, the point is, so you could learn the Gemara. I think the definition. I think Rambam learns that way. It's talk as din treifa, as chalis din treifa. That the Raj becomes a fulke. Yeah, because we're not talking about there's no treifas, there's no hole in its lung, doesn't have simani treifas, nothing happened to make it a treifa. Yeah, it's a different type of treifa. We learn that from this pasuk that it's aser. Yeah, but not that it has been treifa. That's Rajbi Mechadish over here. So what's the problem? Elamai just saying that normally ben pekor the shechita of the mother is matter the uber, but the leg not. That's all it's saying. Okay, so what does that mean? Says the Raj. It means everything else is dead except it. There's only this life. So maybe it's cholov, yeah, Avisha. It's cholov from a live animal. It's about that's that side. What's the other side? Maybe this thing you drink milk from a regular animal, that's because it's aimed to have had the shechita. This will never have had the shechita. So maybe since it'll never have had the shechita, yeah, maybe that itself is wrong. That's not a tzad. Maybe since it'll never have had the shechita, that itself it makes it that it's isra on the behemah. It's not just that it's alive and it's not going to have a shechita. Since it's not going to have had the shechita. Right, it's not shechitable, right? So Meila, that already gives an iser now. That already gives it, makes it a chaps of an iser. It makes it a chaps of an iser. Not just that it's alive without shechita, yeah? It's alive without shechita, milk is fine. No, because it's not able to have shechita, therefore it's worse. And Meila, milk that comes from it is awesome. Akbar Linganenu. The tzad of the Gemara, why the fact that there's a leg over here that cannot have shechita will make the milk aser, yeah, is because since every live animal gives milk and the milk is fine, the answer is every live animal is subject to shechita. The leg is not subject to shechita, and therefore there's a chalais iser on the leg which will chafe up the milk. That's the tzad of the Gemara.
What is this on the leg? Is it treifa?
He doesn't say that. Right. It's not like a treif. It's not a treif.
What is it?
Maybe it's like a nevela. I don't know. Maybe it's a nevela. It's not clean, Raj. Maybe it's, I'll say more like a nevela. It's not a shayach shechita. Maybe it's like a nevela. It's not clear to me. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like it's treif.
Right.
So I'm not sure. I think the Rambam says that it's not, that it's really treif. It hasn't been treif. I'm saying if you break the Rambam. Anyway, Linyanenu. I don't want to get caught up in the milk over here. I want to pull out what's Nagelinenu. Linyanenu. Yeah, what this Rajba is saying is what he's saying we had yesterday. That the side of Shechita is that it's killing it. Okay, that's what Shechita is. That's what Rajba says. It's that the even by Ben Pakua, yeah, by Ben Pakua, it's. Which is Der Chagav, you know, he's taking sides on the Shaila, which we discussed, I believe. What is the Gedim of Ben Pakua? Is a Pshat that it has a Shechita, doesn't need a Shechita. So Rajbi see clearly, it's a Gedim that has a Shechita. That's why Rajbi says, the whole Ben Pakua is Kamanach B'dekula, right? Mamish Ar Sugya, Yamancha B'dekula, because the Shechita, meaning it's dead, Mekarech the Shechita, it's dead, okay? That's what Shechita, even though it's jumping around, yeah, it's live, it's more than just Mefarcheses. It's mamish alive, yeah, but it's dead, yeah, but it's dead. Meila, and that was the whole question with the leg. The leg's alive. What's the problem? So Akbam again, I think this is a very important Rajba. Yeah, with this Yisai, we have two Rajbas. If you remember these two Rajbas, the Rajba Yisai in Shechita is that halachically it's dead, very clear. Okay.
What about the fact that you can still shechit?
What do you mean? You can't shecht it.
Why wouldn't it? It's why wouldn't it work?
It's very shecht it. It's dead.
Why wouldn't it work with Gavi the leg?
Because it's dead. You can't shecht it. It's not going to have a chalei shechita. The leg doesn't have simanim. As Rajab said, the leg doesn't have simanim to shecht. The simanim of the animal, the animal's already dead. The animal's already shechted. The animal's already dead. There's no simanim in it. The simanim are cut. The simanim are cut. They looked at their hole, but mice, they're cut. So, now, what? So that's the Rajba again. We're going to go back to this Rajba Mitzvah Shem Hamishcha this year. Now, the Ramban goes on to ask Akasha. Yeah.
That's serious.
No, I'm just kidding. the Ramban. Ramban has a kash at the end. Rabbi Yechanan is kash pushed on the Gemara. We have a shlokish. We had a steer and a shlokish. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan, we said that You have the second Mishlokish, it says that what? That Manda Mancha, therefore you can't explain the Mishnah. And Eli Chayfiz, that's talking about the Yishechted below. Says the Bi'aychanan, oh, Elamai, Lakasha, Kan Kreim Chazar, Kan Lach Chazar, Mishnah Zazim Kaima. Oh, in fact, Ramban, why is the Bi'aychanan have such a terrible parrots? It makes Chaim all nervous. Why can't, if Lamaisa, we have Rish Lakish. Yeah, we have two members of Rish Lakish. Fine, if you want to say that in Rish Lakish, the second memra overrid the first memra, okay, and one is Kamad Mancha, Rish Lakish can't say his teretz, therefore Rish Lakish will have to go look for another teretz. But since when is Rabbi Eichanan Meshubat to Rish Lakish? Hooray! Rish Lakish, fine Jew, good friend Rabbi Eichanan, Talmud Rabbi Eichanan, yeah, and he said a good svara, chayra. He said a good svara. If you shech below, it's matarim den avela. Yeah, the Gemara had a problem, a particular problem with Rish Lakish himself. Okay, so you have issues with Rish Lakish, fine. But Rabbi Eichanan is not meshubit to the second member of Rish Lakish, commander Malach Mikula. Why is Rabbi Eichanan meshubit to Rish Lakish? Rabbi Eichanan could say, the Teretz, that the Shochat, it's in Vela, the Shochat below, it's okay. What? Miukashi, he's real under Rish Lakish, okay, Bruce the Rava, which is the Grand Mount Mikula, dummy. All right, Rava explained to Rish Lakish that the Svar Rish Lakish commanded Manav, right? And Rav Zeira had issues with that. Okay? Elor Pchiva Rabba, Amrav Yoyakun, Lama Luhu Lafuke Stamas Niz, Nail Trefis Malocha. Right? No, he's saying a very dochic tarot. We have a Stam Mishnah, yeah? It says, Riachanan, just kidding. No such Mishnah, doesn't exist. Because it's before Chazara, yeah. So why can't he just say, "Look, Mishleiv Makom Chatach," right? And he won't hold that the Gemara de Mancha. What's the problem? Mishloach says Gemara de Mancha. Say it, right? Mishloach says Gemara de Mancha. Okay, we don't go like that. Well, not going to react to himself explain the mission. They're like Mishloach doesn't have me. Is that correct, Rabbi? Look, Ramban, a little maimer. Mogum chatach, glav mogum chatach, vade shabeshti. The whole shukana, the mokim shchita, kima janape gruboi, mali chayze vchotchai, mokim acher, mali chayze vchotchai. Yeah. Says the Ramban that the whole svar of Rish Lakish, Rabbi Eichanan apparently didn't like. What's a svar? Yeah, the gageres is cut, right? Yeah. So how can you tell me that Shaykh Shita? The garage is finished. How can you tell me Shaykh Shita below? Yeah? There's a hole in it, there's a gaping hole in it. How can you tell me that Shaykh the Shaykh below? Right? Mali Khazakh, Makamaka, Mali Khaz. Oh, Avareya, Afa P, Shitluya Bakana. Khayat Luinam Bivesh. The Chayyam Kimad Dadi. Okay? Says the Ramban that Rabbi Eichanan does not like Rish Lakish's parents. Yeah? Okay? To say the mission of Psuk's Gagar is talking about the Yishech the Blow, that doesn't work. The Khan is gone. He's not Shaykh Shita. The Khan is gone. Yeah? All the Khi is gone. Shaykh Shita. So he doesn't like the whole Svar of Rish Lakish. Now, says the Ramban, But there's a difference between that and the Raya. Because even if you want to argue on Kamanda Mancha, you want to argue on the Raya, yeah, that's not going to help you to hold of Suzuk Gera as you can check below. There's a Gemara telling you about, yeah. It says Ramban, Rabbi Eichanan felt that even if I'm going to argue Shlomo, even if I'm going to argue on Rish Lakish by Shachat Gargaris, and he punctured a hole in the Reya, even if I'm going to want to argue, it's not going to help me It's not going to help me for Pesukim to get this. Why? You don't want to argue and say, yeah, and say that's not command the mancha b'dikula. Why is not command the b'dikula? Why is not command? Why is the raya not command the b'dikula? Because the raya is not just yainik. No, if I want to argue with Shlokish, yeah, it doesn't mean I don't have to say I don't hold the whole svar command the mancha. The guy with the kon itself will say it's command the mancha. The kon itself is command the mancha. That's really what the man saying. The kon itself, everyone will agree that it's command the mancha. Meaning, if the kon is tzukas gageres and I want a shech underneath it, it's command the mancha. The kon is finished. Yeah, the kon is dead. It's command the mancha. So I can't check the kon anymore. Right? I want to tell me, but I can argue on Rish Lakish. Very nice. If you want to argue on Rish Lakish, it's not because you don't hold the svar, the power of the svar called command the mancha. To use command the mancha to extend it past the kana into the raya, that's what we're going to argue on Rish Lakish. In other words, what the Ban is, I think, is saying is, Lagabi the kana itself, Lagabi the simen itself, avad is command the mancha. If you cut the simen, whether with shchita or without shchita, yeah, psuk the geres, so it's command the mancha. The simen is dead. The simen is dead. You can't have shchita on that simen. But I'm going to argue Rish Lakish. Those that argue Rish Lakish, they're going to say that you don't say command the mancha. That's only Gabi the Reya. One second. The Gabi the Reya. If I want to argue Rish Lakish, I'm going to argue and say you Rish Lakish are being chadish to me. The ones you cut the kana. The Reya is also command the mancha. It's not shaykh shreif. It's not up in the kuv. Not shaykh kuvas hareya. That's not true. Because even though the kana is command the mancha, but the reya is not just yearning for the kana, it's yearning for the veshit also. It's yearning for the veshit also. Mela, what? You know otherwise? Do you know otherwise? The man told me it's the yearning for the reya, for the veshit. You know otherwise? I don't know otherwise. I take the man's word for it. Which what? Again, I'm not a vet, you know what I mean? I'm here to learn to try to understand the Ramban, okay? The Ramban says that. What? That's how I understand the Ramban. The kon itself command the mancha. That's what Rabban saying. Correct. I understand. That's why Rabbi Yochanan cannot accept Rish Lakish. That if the sukkah is a gageret, we shecht it below, yeah, it's metarim denevel and it's only a treifa. He can't accept that. Because that's pashit, that command the mancha is on the kon itself, is command the mancha. If you want to argue Rish Lakish, that's only got to be the Reya. The Reya is not Kamancha just because you caught the Kana. That's the whole discussion. That's the Sugya. The Sugya of Kaman Kamancha is only the Gaya the Reya. What?
He says Rabbi Yochanan argues about the Reya.
He could argue. Even if he would argue, yeah.
So what makes
the whole Rabban's Kasha was. The whole Rabban's Kasha was, we could argue on Rish Lakish, right? And therefore, if we could argue command the mancha, we could explain the Mishnah, not like Rish Lakish.
Once we see that in the Mishnah, he holds that it's partially command.
So the Ramban's saying, even if you want to argue on Rish Lakish, it's not going to help you, Lagabi the Kana. That's what he's trying to say.
And once we see in the Mishnah that we say command the mancha, Lagabi the Kana, so why not just go all the way?
Because the Ramban says, even if you want to. How does he want? He said, even if you want to argue on Rish Lakish, yeah, there's a difference between the Reya. Somebody wants to argue Rish Lakish. Right? Doesn't have, the whole Rambam before was saying, I want to argue Rish Lakish, therefore, I can learn the Mishnah that you shed the blow. The Rambam said, even if I want to argue Rish Lakish, it's not going to help me for the Mishnah. Okay? That's Chiddush Rish Lakish. If you want to argue, the way to argue would be to say that there's something else over here too. There's another Simon.
Why is the Gemara asking Bedavka from Rish Lakish's own thing?
I don't understand the question.
According to the Ramban, it's pasha that there's Kiman Chavadi Kula Lagabi the Kana. Why do we need to get all the way to the fact that Rish Lakish is about Raya?
I mean, Rish Lakish said not like that, right?
Everyone holds not like that. It's not Rish Lakish Dalka.
Say it.
It sounds like it's...
Rish Lakish
wouldn't agree with that.
Rish Lakish says it. Rish Lakish explains the Mishnah, and you shift them below. Rish Lakish holds that. Rish Lakish holds, you don't say command the man even on the con. Right?
So what do we ask on him? We ask on him from the fact what? That he says command the man by the Raya. Why don't we ask on him from the fact that everyone holds Pasha that by the Kana?
He could argue.
Well, that even by the Kana there wouldn't be?
He says it. Yes, he's allowed to hold that even on the continent itself, you don't say Kaman Kamancha. Yeah? The man's explaining, why does Bi'aychanan argue? You can't ask Akasha because you hold something. Yeah? You can ask Akasha Shlokish, they say to himself. But Shlokish is allowed to argue in the Ramban. Imagine explaining why is Pashter Bechanan is arguing with Shlokish. Imagine saying it's impossible. He's saying you ask Mikashim Yechanan. Why does Yechanan have to go find another teretz, a very shver teretz to you know a fake Mishnah? Yeah, I Chayyim's got a simple teretz, Shlokish teretz. The man says no, Yechanan felt it's a bad teretz. But Shlokish didn't think it was a bad teretz. Shlokish was no slouch. He didn't think it was a bad teretz. He's allowed to have an opinion. Where's the Shlokish? You're saying to yourself.
So, Yechanan would agree that the
Simon
of Mar is higher from time to Yale.
What?
So, Yechanan would basically say that the Simon of Mar not mitzvah from time to Yale.
Simon of Mar not mitzvah? Tired than the veil? I don't know what he's saying. What is Rizera's question about him? When what is Rizera's question on the bottom when the gather of the Shechitin and two Samanim are different, whether in the Mestarif or not, to this Ramban over here? Ramban is not talking about being Mestarif and Shechita. Ramban is talking about whether there's command of Malach Bekula. Is the command of Malach Bekula on the Kana? That we say, Rizera holds the command of Malach Bekula on the Kana. And now we're handling Gabi the Reya. This is hard to say that's not command the mancha because the Reya has other sources of chiyus besides the Kana. Ad kan div Ramban. Now, based on this Ramban, okay, so Kveger and others, I want to be mechadish. And there's even what's stated on the Ramban. And even if you argue with Rish Lakish, you don't say command the mancha. That's only when you cut one sin. Cut the kana, then we don't say command the mancha on the right. Misha. Yeah? What if you cut both sin? What if you cut the vesha too? Huh? Then there's no reason. The whole svar why we don't say command kamancha. When you cut the kana, because the reya's got other source of chiyas. But if you sever that source of chiyas, Zevi, yeah? What's your man telling me? I want to argue with Shlokish and say you don't say command the mancha. What's the pshat? I shech the kana and I poke the reya. Yeah? We say that it's straight. Why? It's command the mancha. No! Only the Khan itself, not the Ray. Why? Because the Ray has another source of Chiyas. Let's say I get rid of that source, the second source of Chiyas. It is command Khan. I shechted the Vesher also. Then it's command. What trade? Okay. I shechted the Khan and the Vesher, and then I poked the hole in the Ray. What's it then?
Bikasha.
Okay. And it'll be because we'll say command the mancha. We'll say command the mancha. Chayr. Not just that's kosher. It's important to say the words that because the whole reason that that's not command the mancha is because there's another source of chiyas. Get rid of those. That's command the mancha. The kula.
how could Jacob possibly become a Nevi'i Shechivos?
Oh. So that's what I want to talk about right now. Okay? Right? So you say what? Well, he had the Shechita.
Yeah.
Okay, who said? That's what I want to talk about now, Batsim. Right? What do we have over here? What's there? If you shut the bosom on him, yeah, and then you made a hole in the lungs, or made even any other trach, yeah, not for me the other trach. So it is also my command that's only the lungs, right? Is it shaykh trefus after shechita? After shechita is roiv siman. Why? Why not? Dead. Oh, he's throwing rajbas at me.
The whole thing about
Shechita
is that
it's already Shechita.
Me and Basra. Uh-oh, me and
Basra. It's not Shechita.
What?
Me and Basra. It's not Shechita. It's different.
Huh?
Shechita is different.
Okay, so there's a lot of svaras going on over here. Let's try to misadder a bit. Okay? So Rukvege, let's start with Ramban. Okay, Rukvege is the bag in Ramban, other Chayim as well, Tvashar as well, bag in Ramban, that what? If you shecht it both, then it's command the mancha. Right? Command the mancha. Mel, if you poke a hole in the ray, it's fine. Yeah? But it's important, but it's command the mancha. Okay? Now, we have to think, you know, this question is, a shaykh to have a treifa? It sounds like a silly question, right? That's what everyone's getting all huffy about. It's not good to have a treva after shechita. So let's talk analog and see why. Why yeah, why not? Is it taka so pashit? And if it is, what's the reason? Okay, more important, what is the reason? Why taka not? Okay? That's what I want to discuss right now. Okay? So we start with Ramban. Let's go with Ramban Rukfeger. So Chazanish has a bikash on this. Chazanish says, it's a fair shikmar not like that. The Feresh Gemara not like that. Okay? Craig says, Befina Rabban, if you shecht it both, it's command the mancha. Says the Shchazanish, it's a Feresh Gemara not like that. Where's that Gemara? The Gemara Chul, the Flam and Gimel. The Gemara that we touched upon yesterday. Maybe, let's see the Gemara. Okay? Amar Vachem Bar Yankin. Shmam and Abner Shlokish. Mizam and Yisrael, Abnei Mayim. Vein Mizam, Levi Chavim, Abnei Mayim. My time, Yisrael, Beshchit Tali Milsa. Even if you shechit the malius history lo, or the chavim the mechir sagi lo, or the misa tali milsa, hanik even in a chaydom. So, based on Rish Lakish that says command the mancha b'dikula, so we're gonna differentiate if you shechted an animal and you feed the bnei ma'ayim, can you invite the guy for some kishka? Yeah, the bnei ma'ayim. Yeah, Rashi is the way. Okay, we're going to talk about that now also. Back to that Rashi, very important. Okay, so what's a shayla? So by a Jew, it's all in shechita. He had a good shechita. It's a male. It's not even menachayim. Yeah, but by the guy, the mechira sagilu, with a misa toy. Oh, so derech agav, the Gemara said mechira sagilu. We discussed a number of times. Yeah, what? Okay. We discussed a number of times whether a guy needs nechira. If a behemoth is a good, does a guy have issa nevela? Right? Does a guy have issa nevela? Behemoth dies by itself. Is that nevela for a guy? So we had then the psikhtad of Kana. We had then the Ruch official and other achrayim of that kufa. Are done this barichus, and one of the makaris is Tyson Sadi Aleph and Aleph Lagabe by the with Yeris Vetzadik. Yeris Vetzadik. That it says when the brothers came, so it says Parlan Beis Hashchita. Parlan Beis Hashchita. Yeah. Why was he Parlan Beis Hashchita? He showed them that the animal shechted. Why was he Parlan Beis Hashchita? Says Taisus. Tayal from now. In time, Adilmulay Nesar, if you're lucky. Yeshlaim, Nchamar. Inami, Parlov Bezachita, Hainu Nechira. I'm not getting involved in the whole Sugi of the Elagabi. Eb Menachai, I don't want to get stuck. I think last time we did go to Cheshbon, but because I don't want to lose track of what I'm saying. Teresa says, Inami, Parabes Ashkita, the Masal Kaman, Hainu Nechira, Shenitstavu Ala Nechira. Nitstavu Ala Nechira. Okay? Teresa says, at first glance, he's saying, the Nechira by a guy, and it might be supportive in this Gemara, whereas the Mechira Sagilu. Although, Teresa Rosh over there, and the Rajba, when they say that we started praise, they just say, it's not on Achira, meaning that Eivim Menachai, that's the Pashup shot. It's not on Achira, means not Eivim Menachai.
No, our Gemara is not
the
Pashup shot.
That's the Pashup shot. I'm talking about Pashup shot. Tais Rosh over there says, it means just, not it's not on Achira, you need Achira, Shlomo. Rather, Eivim Menachai is a problem. Okay, and our Gemara also says, Mechira Sagilu, you need, Mechira is enough. Question is, though, do you need Mechira? One might be Medayik for the Gemara that you need Mechira? Is it Mechira by a guy? Or could the Gemara just say, Mechira Sagilu, just take care of Eid Menachai? Okay, that's an aside. Now, Lemisa, Tali Milsa, yeah? Mela, Hanik Eid Menachai Dom. Okay, if you shechted, the animal, a Jew shechted the animal. What's the din with the with the bnei mayim? Yeah, for a guy, it's eiv menachai. Why? Because it's command the manach b'dikula. When you shechted it, it's command the manach b'dikula. Going to shlokish. So meila, it's eiv menachai. As if you took it out. As if you took it out. Says Rash. Yeah. Shema Mina. Midrash Lakish, sorry. Midrash Lakish. Dom Rakiva Shenech Tachkana. Have a reg kemancha b'dikula. Kiva, yeah. Shema Mina, imizam din oiv chavim amrei mayim. Mishum Reya, says Rashi. Why can't you invite the guy for a party, for a barbecue, when you're serving innards? Yeah? Because of the Reya. Na'ava kemoi shayitziya. Okay? Boy v'chavim, lam b'shchita ali heter achila v'idei. Shluchos k'shchita, etz loy, there's no power of shchita by a guy. Eiv menachai nesar. Okay, so you have an aver that was taken out before the animal died. That's classic eiv menachai. Even though you shechted it. The Jew could eat it because it was shechted. The guy can't eat it. Okay? Ben Yitzchak midei Eiv Menachai, Asher Tamos. Aber Yisrael Yotze midei Eiv Menachai, Aidei Shchitasai. The Shchit is Meitz midei Eiv Menachai, but the guy not there, but the guy you can't give the guy to eat the Bnei Mayim. Says Rashi the Reya. Okay, and that the Ram said, why is Rashi saying the Dafka the Reya? What about the Bnei Mayim? What?
The Shchitas at the end.
What? Why does the Rashi talk about Bnei Mayim?
He does it.
Niran, why does the Rashi talk about Bnei Mayim when after the Reya? What? Because Shech the Veshet, we don't say that the Bnei Mayim is Mayim the Malach of Bikula. Only the Reya. That's the Ran said. We said 100 Rashi is not like that, right? So we have to have a different shot in Rashi. Okay? Now, but says the Chazanish. We'll get back to Rashi. Says the Chazanish, what you, Craig, what are you telling me that according to Ramban, everyone agrees, then we shech both Simon, Miskman, the Malach, the Kula. So, Mela, why is Gemara asking, saying the Firish Lakish? Shema Minam Mirish Lakish. What do you do over here? What do you do? There's an animal. The Jew, what do you do with the animal?
Shech
the Hamis Manim? How many?
Both.
Both, right? According to Ramban, Firish Krager, What happened to Yishech Baal Tzimanim? Command the Malach B'dikula. Okay, so Yishech Baal Tzimanim. The animal's still jumping around. The Fecheses. The Chayil Chaldavar. Yishech Baal Tzimanim. So it's command the Malach B'dikula. Even Aleph Yerushalayim. Why is the Gemara asking the Firish Lakish? The Firish Lakish, that's command the Malach B'dikula. The male, we have a problem. You can't give it to the guy. Here's that, you don't hear. The Gemara asks the Firush Lakish. Firush Lakish is a whole command of Mancha. Yishech the Khan that he made all the rays. Okay, command of Mancha. Well, we can't give it to the guy. Fact, the Chazan is a bomba kasha. Yeah? A bomba kasha. According to Ramban, according to Craig, where Craig learns up the Ramban, what's it then? According to everyone's command of Mancha, the Kula. So why are we asking only for the Shlakish? Shema min Amar Shlakish. Right? Shema min Amar Shlakish. According to everybody. According to everybody. According to Rabban. Command the Machmer Kul. What? Let me tell my full one simon.
Yeah. So you just check the one simon, then you plug out the one.
Is that what Gemara says?
It doesn't say both.
What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? Ein mezam lechav amemai, my timer. Yeah? What? Yisrael. Meshchit telling Moses. Yisrael's eating this. Okay? How many smaller do you share? Thank you. What?
My double is here, zero.
So Shmamin Allah Rishon.
Shmamin Mishlakesh. According to Ramban, what do you want from Mazayra?
The Chulam. The Chulam
what? Rabbi, saying it's Tumad Malach
Lekudu
the Chulam. The Gemara is saying that, the Gemara is saying only Mishlakesh. If we argue Mishlakesh, then not. In fact, the Chulamish, yeah, says the Chazanish, why is it fine? Oh, kids, back to Chazanish from Argamar. The Chazanish is a very big cash. Oh. So, the Maisa, we have the Rashba. We say the cash and Rashba. Why does Rashba say Dafka the Rey? Yeah? Why does Rashba say Dafka the Rey? Now, the Rashba, the Torah Sabayis, Yenir Rashba, the Rashba, oh, the Rashba, the Torah Sabayis, what did he say? That Yishech the two Simonim, yeah? Yishech the two Simonim, then, right? Yishech the two Simonim, then animal, the animal's dead, right? The animal's dead. Oh, so Meila, and then, Raj was talking about it. Then he can even give it to a guy. Okay? Raj says, that was the point of the Raj. Let's not forget what Raj said. Raj said, we shall to Samanim, yeah? You can give it to the guy. Yeah? And that's what explains the price, and what means on the price later. That right to lechel, the behem comes shetz in hafsha. Chayt the chazayis basim based on shchita. Yeah. Echad lev chav. Yeah. What do I say later? You could take if you shechted. You want to eat the mamish, the flesh from the neck, right from makom hashchita. So then you shechted, cut her off. Yeah. Wait till dies. Even a guy can eat it. Says the Rashba, why? Since a Jew shechted it, yeah? A Jew shechted it. It's dead. If it's dead, even a guy can eat it. It's dead. Awakli, it's dead. That's what we discussed yesterday, right? So now, 1 second. If you're telling me if it's dead, what's the problem? So why can't, what's the problem with the name Ayin? Gemara says, "Shmamin and Tush Lakish, you have a problem, right? You have a problem giving the guy a name. Why? The animal's dead. You shechted it. Why can't give the name to the guy? What? Before it was dead. But it's dead. Is that even a chai? Man, Man Chul says if the Aver is dead, right? The Bnei Mayim is dead. Yeah, it means it's plucked out of the body, and the body is still alive. But the Rambam says once you shechted it, the body is dead, and the Goy can eat it. So why is the Aver Melechai?
Doesn't have a hand in the chair.
What?
Doesn't have a hand in the chair.